Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three, a power-packed, exclusive interview with Governor Jesse Ventura. He wasn't going to do any interviews for the next, really, 3 to 4 months, but he did the show with Oliver Stone and Larry King Live because they asked him, and he did this show because we were talking a few weeks ago about it, and he'd offered to come down to Austin when he was in Texas working on a JFK piece, but he ended up doing interviews in Dallas instead of here, and so he's run out of time to come sit in on the show, his idea. He still may do it when he's done shooting the TV show in the fall, but that'd be neat. Have Jesse Ventura. He said he'd come do a whole week down here. I could probably hold him to it, but I probably won't. He's a busy guy. But that was an exclusive interview. You won't be hearing any more interviews with Ventura for the next few months unless it's something like Larry King Live. He's challenged Glenn Beck to a debate to have him on, but Beck is afraid to do it. I don't know why. I mean, Beck would get even higher ratings off that. I mean, Beck's a smart guy. He's a talented guy. I don't know why he should be scared of a Jesse Ventura. Jesse's a formidable intellect as well, but, I mean, he's also a nice guy, especially when he's in studio with you. I mean, he's friendly in a debate. I don't know what Glenn Beck is scared of is my point. And you know, he calls him stupid. Jesse Ventura's a big stupid idiot, and he talks like this. No, he doesn't. Jesse's a really nice, smart guy, and I count him as a friend, and I'm honored that he counts me as a friend. And, he gets a lot of advice from me. I get advice from him, and his wife's a sweetheart. His kids are great people. Tyrell's a great guy. I mean, they're just really good people. I know Jesse Ventura's real, and I don't agree with him on every issue. But I love the fact that he's real and he is for the little guy. And same thing with Ron Paul. I don't agree with Ron Paul on every facet of every nuance. About 98% of Ron Paul I agree with. About 98% of Judge Andrew Napolitano I agree with. I agree with about 90% of what Ventura says, but I love his heart. I agree with about 85% of what Glenn Beck says. But the 15% is duplicitous and deceptive, and there's that evil twinkle. And my gut churns, and I would love to embrace Glenn Beck. Folks, I've been offered big network radio jobs. I've been offered big network TV jobs a decade ago. Okay, I was, and I know they, tell all the girls this, but you tell all the girls that. But, I mean, I really was vetted and offered the heir apparent to Rush Limbaugh, okay? I mean, look at me now. Look at all the success we've had here without them. Without selling out. So I could be where Glenn Beck is. I could be making $45 million a year. But I don't care. I mean, the little bit of money I've got, I can live in a comfortable house, drive a car that doesn't break down, wear clothes that don't have holes in them. After that, I mean, I love the analogy. And Bob Chapman's coming up in the next segment. The parable, what's the other term for it when you tell a story to describe something? The point is, allegory, that Daryl Rundis uses of, would you sell your eyes for $1,000 and be blind? Would you sell it for $1 million, $1 billion? I mean, you could say, Alex, here is $1 trillion, sell your eyeballs, be blind. And I probably would do it and then try to give the money to charity. But I mean, it would still be a hard decision. And most people wouldn't. I mean, I'm somebody who is into self-sacrifice at a very primitive level. I mean, it's what I believe in. It's what floats my boat, challenging corruption, challenging evil as a warrior, just in my very programming is what I'm about. But, I mean, you wouldn't sell your eyes for all the money in the world. Well, what would you sell your soul for? The eyes are just the window to the soul. I mean, I can't be bought because it's impossible. You understand? I mean, maybe if my children were starving, as soon as they weren't starving, I would go and explain what had happened. I mean, it's just, I cannot be bought. I cannot be threatened.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lieberman would arrest U.S. citizens, secretly strip them. Lieberman bill would strip citizens, throw you into a secret dungeon. No judge, no court. You can be tortured. Politico. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet. Financial Times of London reporting black boxes to control your internet and what you can see on your television and your internet and surveil everything you do. Why are they doing this? Because they're scared of invisible empire, a new world order defined. They're scared of Camp FEMA, American lockdown. They're scared of Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. They're scared of fall of the Republic. The presidency of Barack H. Obama. They're scared of secret team. They're scared of Jesse Ventura, American conspiracies. They are scared of the proliferation in the info war. They are scared of the books and the videos and the materials that will wake people up and that will educate you on what the New World Order is doing. They know the people are awakening, and they know the people are awakening fast. Very, very fast, my friends. People are awakening extremely fast. And they understand they're in trouble. That's why they want to start a war with Iran. That's why they want to bankrupt us. So we're so poor, we're just busy trying to feed our children and don't have two pennies to rub together to stand up against them. That is their mode of control. I had National British Magazine here yesterday, and The famous photographer, well-known photographer, I later learned, was a fan of the show, but the writer was kind of skeptical. And, you know, he does, you know, cover stories on national goalies in England and famous politicians. And I mean, and now I'm this big feature they're doing. And they said, no, we know about the arrogance, the population control people, because he started talking about Harvard people he'd interviewed, Harvard people he'd talked to, who were just like, yes, the elites will have all the life extension, and we're going to just basically exterminate the rest of you. And they said, well, if you had to hit a button and have your bank account go up, but a whole African village dies, would you do it? Yes, I would do it. You know, we're the elite. We have the money. You're not going to have the future. You're going to die. I mean, this is what they write. This is what they say. This is what they put in eco-science. This is what they believe. You can't sell out to that. Sell out to something that's guaranteed to kill your children and grandchildren? I mean, we're that deep into this. I mean, would you line your grandchildren up? Let's say you're 25 years old today. You haven't had your grandchildren yet. But would you line them up and blow their heads off if it gave you power now? No. Would you sell out to that? There is no selling out to this scientific dictatorship. There is only resisting it if you have any soul, any common sense, any care about the species. These people have decided we're a disease. They've decided to get rid of us. And so go to InfoWars.com and support us. These are tools that will wake people up. They want to shut the web down. They want to shut down alternative films. They demonize me all over radio, television, and print media that I'm calling for violence when I'm not, because they want to arrest my butt. Because they're afraid of my films and the documentaries we carry and the work we do. Get the DVDs. Secondarily, it financially supports us. We need your support. We're not financed by the New World Order. We're financed by you. Make that decision. Do you want to support us? Well, obviously, what other decision can you make but to support us? Infowars.com to visit the online video, bookstore, T-shirt, ball caps. All of it is about spreading the word. Got all these new T-shirts that have come in, legalized freedom, you name it. New Don't Tread on Me shirts, all available at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And you can also get Jesse Ventura's new book and the Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty, discounted at InfoWars.com as well. See, he read that book written by the head of Black Ops at the Pentagon, the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA, about how the U.S. funded the communists and created all the enemies and staged everything. I mean, once you really realize that, you realize it's all a stinking fraud, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm done ranting now for the balance of the hour. We're going to open the phones up now at 1-800-259-9231 for your financial questions or your Iran questions, specifically for Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. He joins us every Friday, and we really appreciate him coming on with us. There is so much to talk about with the economy that I want to go over. But first off, they admit in the Washington Post that this new banking regulatory reform is run by an office of the Federal Reserve with unlimited power to take over any other institutions they want, and that this is literally a banking dictatorship. And separately, Greece is selling off their 600 islands to the very bankers that sold them the derivatives. I mean, this is just too much, Bob Chapman.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I have to say, I saw the piece that you did on Monday morning, and I thought it was terrific. I'll have it in tomorrow's International Forecaster regarding the false flag event known as the oil spill or oil slick or whatever you want to call it. And it's too bad you did it so early, because on Tuesday they released information that Vanguard, which is a group of mutual funds and money managers, had sold BP stock as well. And it just happens that the president has his accounts with Vanguard. Did you hear that?
No. I mean, I knew a bunch of other funds were doing this. Break down. I mean, I know Vanguard's one of the biggest mutual funds out there. Tell us, Bob Chapman.
Well, very simply, they sold off their BP. And they, like the other two parties, Haywood, of the CEO of BP, and Goldman Sachs, and who knows how many others we don't know about, they sold off. And it just so happens that the president has his money there, so there's no such thing as coincidences. So I would say, in all probability, they get a call and someone said to them, look, you don't want to own this stock anymore. Get out of it. Don't ask any questions.
And we can't have the federal government investigate this. Record stock dumping by the BP CEO the week before, record stock dumping in BP by Goldman Sachs that the year before, the chairman of Goldman Sachs had also been the co-chair of BP. That's how heavily invested they are in an ownership position, one of the main ownership positions in BP. And I've seen a bunch of other mutual funds that dumped the week before, and now Vanguard that holds the president's. That is amazing.
Well, I just those coincidences that happen. You know, Colonel Prouty was talking about that, as Jesse just told us. You know, I learned when I was in counterintelligence, there are no coincidences. And Jerry, Jesse just bore that out. And, of course, Mr. Prouty did as well, Colonel Prouty. And it just so happens I was on doing an interview this morning again in Athens, which is going to be in a public television program. And I spoke with the reporter, the host, whatever you would call it, about the sale of the islands. And Nikonos, I think, is the key one they want to sell first. And I went through and discussed what I think about the Greek situation, and I gave them a list of Bilderbergers from the manufacturing, banking, bureaucrats, politicians in Greece who have attended these meetings, which they didn't have. And I told them what, you know, what these people are up to. And I also told them specifically, do not allow the government to sell off anything. And, of course, I told them about Papandreou's background as a Bilderberger and as an Illuminist. And that'll be all over Greece and all over many other countries as well. But the bottom line here is if we really want to hurt the Illuminists in Europe and worldwide for that matter, what we've got to do is get Greece to default on their debt, leave the euro, go back to the drachma, and clean up their act. Like, cut governmental expenses 30%, make the rich pay their taxes, and don't increase taxes, lower them.
Because as Kennedy knows, they cut taxes by 50% and tax receipts double. Just like California's raised taxes and was in the L.A. Times a few weeks ago. Oh, our money tax receipts went down when we raised taxes. They want to drive us into bankruptcy.
That's right. And so that was the advice I gave them. And I told them if Greece does that, the other four PIIGS, known as PIGS, which are Ireland, Spain, Italy, and Portugal, they'll do the same thing. And can you imagine the disruption that's going to cause? All the banks who are holding the bonds are going to go under. We're talking Deutsche Bank, Hypo Bank, and the governments are going to, you know, suffer grievously who are holding bonds as well in those countries like Germany and France and the Netherlands and Austria and Belgium. And so the disruption will be enormous. And I hope they go ahead and do it. And I hope everybody in Greece watches the program because there's nobody out there saying what you and I are saying, but a handful of us. And reflecting back to what you were talking about earlier about us affecting people and the way they think and telling them what's outside that box, Alex, this is spreading all over the world. And you know that. But I had to say it. Because we're really affecting people in foreign countries.
Oh, I know. I mean, I can get off a fishing boat in Honduras and people in bare feet are running up saying, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. I mean, it's the same thing with all the Patriot leaders. It's so amazing. That's why there's a giant government demonization campaign of myself, yourself, and others. And they have COINTELPRO posing as patriots that attack us 24/7. That's the certification that our work is so important. I mean, look at the fruits of what we've done. Look at what we cover. We're just calling for liberty and freedom and the Republic and the Second Amendment and private property. Is that bad? We'll be back with Bob Chapman.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElhane, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Hi, this is Peter Krochnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, the time is now. Gold is at an all-time high and continues to move up. I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krochnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
Just like the Pied Piper, let rats loose. He created the crisis to offer the solution, and he turned the townspeople into zombies. Just like BP let the oil loose into the Gulf of Mexico. just like the CIA created Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. It is a symphony of destruction. We're a bunch of robots watching television. Our metal brain corrodes.
You try to take us far
before the head explodes.
Before the head explodes.
Just like the Pied Piper, let rats loose. It's staged crises, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Chapman is our guest. Balance of the hour, big news blitz. Coming up on the economy with Bob. But Bob, going back to you, we've got Mr. Veach, who's been a frequent guest here, grassroots journalist from Scotland. He went to G20, and he's in the Ottawa Citizen today. And he was very polite. The police on the street wanted his ID. It says within 5 miles of anywhere downtown. And he said, I don't have to give that to you. And so they arrested him. And look what that fleshed out. Secret law lets police arrest for failing to show ID near summit. That's martial law. And they talk about this being a form of martial law in the article. And then separately, first it was going to be 500, then 600, then now 1.2 billion for a 3-day G20 G8 summit. So when the real owners of America and Canada and the world, the bankers that, you know, the Madoff, Ken Lay types that create the derivatives fraud, who are taking over islands, literal private pension fund, raiders are in the news, in this, London Guardian article, with money they made off selling derivatives to Greece. Now Greece is selling them their own 600 islands to be private islands of the bankers. It actually says that in The Guardian as if it's a good thing. And then $1+ billion for 3 days of security for these banking parasites to come into town. And, of course, it turns out their companies have subsidiaries that are these private security firms. And in Pennsylvania, at Pittsburgh last year, they allowed G20 private security, they admitted this, to snatch and grab citizens and put them in cars and drive them away God knows where. I mean, this banking elite is a pack of scum. What's your take on that, Bob?
Exactly the same as yours, and they're going to continue to be more aggressive as time goes on, because there's more and more people from different walks of life who are protesting the different things because they're finding out through talk radio as well as the internet. And the more they do it, the more people are going to come out. It's just like if you watch the movie The Patriot, which I'm sure you did, and one of the British officers would continue to indiscriminately murder and burn down homes of people who were favorable to the revolutionaries during the Revolutionary War. And every time they did it, it got worse, because the first thing they did is, in combat, was to attack and kill all the officers that possible. And so the same thing is going to happen in America and any other country that continues to do that sort of thing. And they're looking for trouble, and eventually they'll get it, unfortunately, because as time goes on, unemployment's going to grow throughout the world, and things are going to become much more difficult, and people are going to become more desperate. And so those things are going to snap back on their face. But I'm glad that the gentleman confronted the police and said to them, you can't do that. And
by the way, he's on next hour. Go ahead, Bob.
That's terrific. Last time he was on ahead of me. But anyway, that's great. And I really enunciated and spoke quite a bit this morning in Greece on this business of the sale of assets. It's not only the islands. They're after things like water supply, electricity, any kind of public utility.
A classic IMF World Bank robbery. Stay there, Bob. Long segment coming up. Let's get into the economy, finish up with what's happening in Greece, and then get into some other issues. But understand, folks, $1.2 billion and growing for 3 days of security, and they're arresting Canadians and others and Brits and Scotsmen for no reason under a secret law. That is bona fide authoritarian tyranny.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chapman's our guest. He was trying to get into the situation in Greece. For those that don't know, in 2002, thousands of pages of IMF and World Bank documents got leaked. And in there, it was their own documents stating what they do. And they admitted that it was their documents. And it's what we already understood them to be doing. But here was the actual red-handed confession letters. And they go in, they pay off politicians, they create big social welfare systems, they advertise it to the media that the public deserves all this to get them dependent, to grow the size of the state so the public's domesticated and dependent, like a chicken that lives in a chicken farm inside a cage, not a wild chicken running around outside enjoying itself, sleeping in a tree. You're now a slave. And then they come in and bankrupt the economy in waves. And then they seize the water. They seize the power. Then they jack up the prices and put carbon taxes on it. That's the new layer to this. And so the entire infrastructure of Greece, and they're a one-crop economy, that being tourism, that's now being seized. But what was so incredible about this was reading in the London Guardian story that I covered during the first hour today, this report right here, it said that instead of going to the IMF and World Bank, and the article's written like it's a good thing, they're going right to billionaire hedge fund leaders. Sir Richard Branson, billionaire Barclay Brothers, Aristotle, they mention all these other elitist-owned islands, so it's normal that these other elite families want this. And so it says that all these big owners of brokerage firms that sold the derivatives that destroyed Greece, now the country is forced to go to them to sell them islands that were for tourists and to now make it their own private islands. I mean, this is a new level where the very criminals that carried out the operations to implode the economy now get the land itself. I mean, soon it'll be like it's your wife. You've got to deliver your wife if they want them to the banker. Go ahead, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think you pretty well capsulized it. I think the only thing you left out is that not only on all of the utilities and things that people use in the country, which they go into, the IMF, they never repair anything. It all breaks down, and then the people in the country get very disturbed because, you know, the water costs three times what it used to, like in Bolivia, and people can't afford it anymore, and the whole system isn't even working. And they just suck every bit of profit they can out of it and leave it to fall apart.
And then sit around bragging and writing books about how we're scum and how they want to save the earth by killing us.
That's for sure, and they love telling us about it in their publications.
You know, going back to this, though, Bob, I mean, this needs to be investigated. $1.2 billion for 3 days of security for the heads of the central government banks and private banks to show up and talk about how they're going to rape us next. I mean, this is definitely a payoff as well. I mean, this is, and then secret laws that they can arrest you for no reason in Canada now. I mean, I noticed a long time ago that Canada is like Nazi Germany, but the Canadians don't know it.
You're absolutely right. I lived up there, and I've been there many, many times, although I haven't been up there for about 8 years. But it was oppressive, and it's very expensive to live there. I thought it was about 30% more expensive than Los Angeles, which is certainly not an inexpensive city. And so I think they've got their hands full because long, long ago, both major parties sold out, and you have the same kind of voluminous group of people that are running the country, that type is running many other countries.
Well, it certainly is. On other issues, I'm going to be covering this at the start of the next hour in detail. This really is our top story today. Oil industry insider and CFR member predicts Gulf evacuation. This is an Infowars.com Kurt Nemo article. But Matthew Simmons, founder and chairman emeritus of Simmons and Company International, who's also CFR member, told the Washington Post, and they also have a major meteorologist telling the Baltimore Sun, that it looks like these tropical storms and hurricanes that are now starting are going to blow the oil in the next few weeks or months, depending on the breaks, into the Gulf Coast, and that the oil, there's so many, bordering on 100 million gallons, it was 60-something million a few weeks ago, out there, that's all going to blow in and back up in the rivers and streams, and that it's off-gassing all these toxins. And now I do see the EPA saying limited areas may have to be evacuated, but he's saying, quote, what you're going to have to evacuate the Gulf states. Can you imagine evacuating 20 million people? This story is 80 times worse than I thought. And then we separately have methane in Gulf astonishingly high, U.S. scientist says. Now, that's Reuters. And so they're talking about it blowing in land and just causing hell on earth. So then you look at the evidence of this being staged by BP, which is mounting. What's your take on that, Bob?
Well, I think if they can't make this evacuation along the coastline of that whole periphery, I think what they'll do is use CIA planes to drop something that's going to make these people pretty ill. And I think they want to clear that area and do a job on it. And I think that might be a reflection of what they were really up to when I think they directed that hurricane into New Orleans several years ago.
Well, we had meteorologists on how it just sat there and waited and didn't had two eyes and didn't behave like other ones. And I've had the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston, on. That's even in Reuters, AP, Fox News, that they had certified the creation of hurricanes, the steering of hurricanes, the killing of hurricanes, the weakening of hurricanes, whatever they wanted. By 1967, they were doing it in 1960, 62, but by 67, it was certified by the Naval Weapons Laboratory and Stanford Research Institute that they had total control of the weather in limited areas.
And that's true. And they started the program the same year the Russians did in 1956. And the reason I know that is that we used to intercept that stuff.
Well, that's actually what Ben Livingston said. And we could only interview him. It was declassified. You know, 5 years ago, it wasn't in the news. I saw the declassification. It was sent to me online, a link to the National Archives. And after we interviewed Livingston, it got picked up by Fox, AP, and others. But he could finally talk about it. He was running a weather seeding outfit out of the Panhandle at the time. And he's really a famous guy, but never talk about it. He's the guy that first flew into typhoons in the late 40s. You know, which of course are hurricanes, but in the Pacific, so they go up to 250 miles an hour, not just 200. He was the guy that led squadrons in Vietnam. I mean, leading squadrons, and he'd of course been a pilot in World War II, and this is the real deal, folks. Talk about like a Chuck Yeager type. He'd been a fighter pilot in World War II, then a meteorologist once the Navy put him through that. Then he led squadrons for, 5 years on hundreds and hundreds of missions, creating storms over Vietnam, flooding them. Then he certified all the weapons systems. Just amazing individual.
Well, you know, it's interesting that he did all that. And, you know, one step further, if you remember back during that time of Vietnam and the war, all they had to do was bomb the dikes in North Vietnam, and the war would have been over with.
But it was
as simple as that. In the north, they had dikes, and they held back the water. And all you had to do was go in and bomb them, and it would have flooded Haiphong.
Great point. We're going to go to anti-federalist Sharky, George, Brian, Helga, and others here in just a moment. Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com is our guest. But I wanted to go to this Washington Post article today. Now, Ron Paul's covered it. You've covered it ad nauseum. Judge Napolitano here on this show. You know, not just Alex Jones's opinion. I've read the bill, or to be accurate, scanned over it. It's very long. Haven't read the whole thing. But it says, and the Texas Banking Association president did 2 months ago, and they had a big article that was published all over Texas where they said this is the same big banks, this is Texas Banking Association, that created the derivatives, you know, the big six, and they're going to take over your healthy local state banks, and this is a consolidation, and they control the regulators. Well, here's the Washington Post. A new Consumer Protection Bureau housed in the Federal Reserve, the very group that's engineered this, would have independent funding, an independent leader, and near total anonymity and autonomy to write and enforce rules. The government would have broad new powers to seize and wind down large financial firms, that's healthy firms, and to oversee the $600 trillion, now they admit $600 trillion, well, that's the first time I've seen that, derivatives market. In addition, a council of regulators headed by the Treasury secretary would monitor the financial landscape for potential seismic risk. And as Napolitano said, from a hot dog stand up to, you know, your local bank, this is a financial dictatorship, the same austerity rules and power they just gave them over in Greece to rob everyone. Bob Chapman, this is unbelievable that they would even admit this in the Washington Post, $600 trillion.
We talked about it here 2 months ago. We knew it was coming. They're going to take over the SEC and the CFTC and the FDIC. It's a financial dictatorship, no question. And how do you solve that? Well, you wait until it comes unglued, then you point the finger, and then you bring in law and order and try these people.
But we won't do that. We'll just worship the bankers and thank them for everything and And again, I always call them bankers. They're not bankers. The people down the street that loan you money, that's part of the free market. It's good. You know, they're good, bad, and ugly. It's a variant, but local banks are good on average. And they're being honest about what's happening. But these mega six banks, they're not bankers. They create derivative fraud, just like Bernie Madoff, the founder of NASDAQ. I mean, you know, he's one of them. He's one of their icons. And they sell it to the world. And then when they implode it, they get control of your life. And it's all for nothing. It's literally a parlor trick. I mean, it's like somebody stands up on a mountaintop and says, I'm God. Give me the world. I have a checkbook. Here's you know, a $600 trillion. And the world says, you are our God. You made it up. I mean, it's just so incredible, Bob.
It certainly is. And, you know, the public just doesn't know. And I'm talking about people with college educations who just never simply studied this. They don't know unless they listen to us, where we simply outline exactly what these people are up to and how they're breaking not only the laws of the country, but the moral laws as well.
Well, I couldn't say it better than you, Bob. And it's all coming to a head. And the system now, as we talked about 5 weeks ago, Brzezinski said, look, the world's awake to our new world order. We're in trouble. And so they're just going for broke. But I really more every day realize if we just stand up, speak out, keep moving forward, we're going to beat these people in the end. Time is on our side.
Well, I agree. The longer it takes, the more people we're going to inform. And that's really important. And the people we want to inform more than any other are the people between 40 and 65 who don't know what we know. And these people have a great stake in the country. They vote usually, and it's very important that they understand the truth, what we're telling them. And they're all going to eventually act like we are, and we'll stop this. It's going to be very, very painful. We'll probably have another war. Probably millions of people are going to get killed. You know, and it's hard to say that out of hand, but that's what these people have planned for us. You know, have no mistake. This is where this is headed.
I want to go to calls, Bob, but I really want that to sink in, what you just said. For people that have children, people that have families, I mean, they're openly on the news saying they're trying to pass legislation where any citizens they want, for any reason, non-terror related as well, see, first it's for terror, and then it's for everybody, can be secretly arrested and tortured. I mean, that is the most hardcore baseline tyranny there is. That's the royal flush. The end of posse comitatus, the end of habeas corpus, the end of everything. I mean, this is the open takeover of the Internet, the open takeover of your local banks, the open takeover and federalization of your police. Canada's falling to tyranny with secret arrest. You know, mainstream news, secret law, let's police arrest for no reason. I mean, you know, that's, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a drill. And I don't think people, I mean, take the Gulf situation, whether this oil is going to come into shore and is going to be deadly or not. The CFR and the Washington Post is now putting up trial balloons about total martial law and 20 to 40 million people being forced to evacuate. They're now actually starting to put this out there. I mean, they're hitting us from all sides, and all the evidence points towards this BP thing being staged. I mean, I wish that wasn't true, but we're not going to get out of this with wishful thinking. Okay, folks, we're going to have to really face how evil our enemy is and how they've hijacked our government, how they wrap themselves in the flag, how they brainwash the police, and the police better choose sides. I mean, you better look in the mirror, police. I mean, is that America? Secret arrest of whoever you want? Torture? Is America foreign banks telling Congress they won't say where the trillions went? Foreign offshore banks being able to shut down whatever financial institutions they want? I mean, is that really what you in history want to sign on to? All you care about is your beer, going out and partying after you get off the government bureaucrats, judges, media people, all of you, everybody, all of you that passively go along with this, you know, whether you're a soccer mom or a doctor or a lawyer or a professor or a yuppie, you better get up off your hind ends and speak up now. And don't tell me, oh, you don't know if this stuff's true. Don't punt. Don't psychologically, you know, say, oh, well, who knows if that's true. You know it's true. You better be counted now. You better choose sides and stand up now. You're only alive once. We're at a crossroads here, folks. We're going to win this thing one way or the other. But the more you stand up now, the better we're going to be here. I mean, we could actually have the globalists back off and then try to creep back later. And whether that be a less decisive victory, I'd rather have it that way for now. Bob Chapman.
I agree completely. Anything that will avoid violence. And, you know, you and I get blasphemed all the time for saying, well, all we want is violence. And that's the last thing we want. That's why I tell people, kick them all out of office in November, and maybe we get a shot at turning this thing around. It's at least it's a step in the right direction. And, of course, you guys, all of you out there, you got to help us.
Absolutely. Bob Chapman. We're going to come back for this segment, the next, and take phone calls with Bob Chapman. Again, for everybody that's patiently holding, we're going to come to you after this break. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, we have the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com, and all of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the live simulcast of this radio show is archived there, a higher quality podcast for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members because you are supporting our entire media operation, the bandwidth, the IT, just everything with your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Plus, you get that arsenal of information that you can download to disk and give everyone you know. Have you woken somebody up today? Have you reached out to somebody today? The clock's ticking. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
And I saw Sheriff John Brown. He was coming with a gun to shoot me down. So what did I do? I defended myself. And I guess that makes you a terrorist. Helga listening in Austin, Texas, on 90.1 FM. Helga, you are on the air. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex. I hope you know that you are always in my heart.
Yes, I recognize your voice. You'd moved to Germany. Are you coming back and visiting?
I'm here right now visiting. And I have to say thanks to Bob, because otherwise I couldn't afford it.
Oh, really?
Oh, Bob gave you some good advice.
Bob gave me some very good advice, which I followed. I had a little, it was a little scary, but I did, and I'm really glad I did. So, Alex, I just wish every country would have a steam engine like you.
Well, I'm pretty obnoxious, but I get the job done.
I don't think you're obnoxious.
You're a sweetheart.
I don't think so at all.
Tell me, what's on your mind?
Actually, just before I left, they even told that the German government has to send their household budget to the IMF to be approved. Tabley didn't talk about, and I don't know if anybody else has talked about, but that's the last thing I heard before I left 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I mean, Germany is only half as much in debt as Greece. So, but the IMF is, you know, has been there a long time. Everything is being privatized. All the German cities, all the communities are bankrupt.
Well, Germany never got out from underneath the Marshall Plan. It's been a corporate colony since then, and now all of us go under this corporate Borg. Bob, have you heard about what Helga's mentioning?
No, I haven't. And but I can imagine it. What surprises me is Helga says that the local cities and towns and counties are having financial problems as well. And that to me is surprising.
Totally bankrupt. My city where I was born, even the graveyard is privatized. And
is that
on
right?
Top of it, they lost billions on Lehman Brothers. I mean, there are, it's just absolutely, and I had been fighting there a whole year against privatization of the last things, which was the buses. And people just don't know about the IMF. I mean, they have been working behind the curtains for a long time.
Yeah, privatization is not privatization, to boil it down for new viewers and listeners. It is private corporations becoming government and charging you a lot more money for it and stealing the infrastructure that the people paid for.
Right. And they do no repair. And if it's totally broken, I guess they're going to give it back to the people again. Something like it. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe,
well, maybe
then
the
just everything falls apart.
What was that, Bob?
Maybe the people will take it back.
I mean, so far, every city in Germany is broke. Everything. There are also no jobs around. And, you know, we have this government handout which makes everybody paralyzed.
And that's why you're broke. That's why Helga, it's so good hearing from you. I've seen Helga over the years out at events and down at the TV studio, and she's just a great lady. And I got your call a few weeks ago, Helga, and then the number was around here somewhere, and I meant to call you back to see what was going on. But it's good to hear your voice and call in more often, Helga. You're awesome. We'll be back in 1 minute with Bob Chapman with more of your phone calls, and I'm going to get into what's happening in the Gulf as well. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.